everyone. Thanks for joining us today for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Today we're going to be talking about Mary and Martha, and these may be two biblical figures that you are familiar with, but maybe you've formed opinions or impressions about them that are maybe worth revisiting and rethinking. So the person who wrote the lesson that I'm going to draw from a bit talked about how the first teacher who introduced them to Mary and Martha clearly favored Mary over her sister because they felt that Mary was the spiritual one and Martha was simply the practical one. And maybe you've formed that opinion as well. Well, since that time, this person has heard similar comparisons whenever the New Testament account is told of this story. Recently, though, they have done a lot of careful study, and it's provided additional insight into these two women. Well, I think it's important to point out that Mary and Martha were real women. They weren't illustrations in a parable. They were actual, real, living beings. And they lived with their brother Lazarus in Bethany, a small village within easy walking distance of the old city of Jerusalem near the Mount of Olives. In John chapter 11, verse 5, and then again in 32 through 36, he records that Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus and wept at Lazarus's death. Together, all of them learned of the Savior, not just one of them, not just Mary. You may have mistakenly assumed that only Mary sat at Jesus's feet while Martha was working in the kitchen. Well, in verse 39 of Luke, it explains that Martha had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. That basically says that they both sat there to hear the words of eternal life from their Lord. They were learning of the Savior together. But then, that which comes to all of us must have occurred to this trio of friends. They all became really hungry. Somebody's got to prepare the food, right? So Martha was the one, the caring hostess, who got up and made food for their really remarkable visitor. And in addition, Martha felt like she needed assistance. And so she asked Jesus to ask Mary to help her because she felt a little bit overwhelmed by the amount of work that she had to do to prepare food for all four of them. Also important to point out that they were two very distinct personalities. Sisters, of course, but very different people. I'm sure if you have a sibling that you know that you're not the same person, you're two very different people. Also, seasons of life dictate priorities. So when we judge someone, as perhaps people have with Mary and Martha, we've forgotten that strengthening the individual and the family, serving in church callings, and providing for temporal needs are all part of gospel living. And when deciding which aspect should receive emphasis in certain seasons of life, the sisters would do well to seek the Spirit as a guide. Well, interesting things to think about, maybe revisiting a story that you've heard before. Well, William Shakespeare said, "So we grew together like a double cherry seeming parted, but yet a union in partition, two lovely berries molded on one stem." Thank you so much for listening today. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.